Today, I would like to present the results and the, just a glimpse on the topic of the good and bad molecules that orchestrate aortic wall remodeling. Here, I will present some data that I gathered working here in Professor Hook's lab for 2 years. When we are talking about good and bad molecules that might influence the aortic wall remodeling, we might think of two main causes. At least I think that these are the main two causes of aortic remodeling. The first is structural damage to the media and adventitia, which leads to the loss of vascular smooth muscle cells. Then ends up with biodegradation, some chemodynamic changes, increased wall stress, lumen dilatation, and eventually it might lead to the rupture of aortic wall. From my point of view, the more interesting and important are, of course, ongoing inflammation that is important in aortic wall remodeling. This inflammation is, you might say, provided by the constant influx of leukocytes. The leukocytes secrete some proteases, cytokines, and adhesive molecules that lead to collagen and elastic fibers degradation. This leads to the destruction of extracellular matrix and in turn to the stiffness of aortic wall, which is the cause of the structural damage and eventually might lead to the aortic wall rupture. We have now some diagnostic factors that might be helpful in diagnosis of early aneurysm and the formation of it. And those factors are the markers of chemostasis that are linked to aneurysm presence and size. This year published meta-analysis in Journal of Vascular Surgery showed and indicated few markers that are helpful in the diagnosis of aortic wall remodeling. And the authors presented data that they highlighted that fibrinogen, fibrinolysis, thrombin degeneration, increased level of fibrinogen, D-dimers, and thrombin antithrombin 3 complex might be the markers of aortic remodeling. Especially, they indicated a strong and clear relationship between the D-dimers concentration in plasma and the aortic wall remodeling. The second group of markers that might be an indicators of aortic wall remodeling are the plasma and tissue concentration of cytokines like interleukin-6, interleukin-8, the plasma concentration of matrix metalloproteinase and MCP-1. Then we might also measure the serum concentration of immunoglobulin G4 that is upregulated during aortic wall remodeling. Some latest factors like the plasma concentration of T cells secreted secreted proteins like CD28, CD86, and ligand of CD86. In 2007 described as the predictors of aortic wall remodeling, and the plasma osteopontin, which is increased during the remodeling of the aorta. The second group of markers, which I'm personally more interested in, are the molecular markers of aortic wall remodeling. And here we have microRNAs. Just a brief few words maybe about the microRNA. These are very small non-coding RNA particles that usually have no transcriptional activity. However, they might bind to the RNA and they change the might increase or decrease the protein concentration. So they influence the RNA activity, and usually there are like one microRNA might modulate the synthesis of up to 200 proteins. And there are clear now data on the microRNAs that are connected with cardiovascular diseases. Here, the authors from the Imperial College of London, Mark Perry and his co-workers, indicated microRNA 146A as clearly related to aneurysm formation. They showed that it negatively regulates the release of pro-inflammatory cytokines like interleukin 8 and RANTES as well. Then we have microRNA 21 that is speculated to be a key modulator of proliferation of and apoptosis of vascular smooth muscle cells. And this microRNA was found to be a modulator also in the animal studies and also in humans. And microRNA 133, which is dependent of on ERK1 and 2 signaling pathway, and the, its overexpression reduces vascular smooth muscle cells proliferation. And of course, there are other microRNA that are speculated to have an impact on aneurysm formation. Other factors that might lead to the inflammatory, might contribute to the inflammatory process are free radicals. And here I mentioned those leukocytes as the cells that influence aortic and are present in the inflamed aorta. So the leukocytes secrete some cytokines and free radicals that via some signaling pathway like NF-kappa-B signaling pathway influence the synthesis of pro-inflammatory factors, nitric oxide and metalloproteinase. This in turn leads to the excess of free radicals and the lipid peroxidation. So in turn, we end up with oxidative damage to endothelial and smooth muscle cells with the activation of pro-inflammatory genes, for example, for cyclophilin A and matrix metalloproteinase. Also, there is an increased secretion of pro-inflammatory cytokines like tumor necrosis factor alpha, interleukin 6, and mobilization of immunological system like T cells, T-regulatory cells, T-CD4 cells. So eventually it leads to aortic wall remodeling and stiffening. Here we have some data on that I would like to show you. 2 years ago, we published in the European Journal of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery with Professor Hook's group data on the influence on of statin on oxidative stress parameters. So we had two groups, non-statin group and simvastatin group. Those patients were treated for abdominal aortic aneurysm. And in the aortic wall, we found that simvastatin group had significantly lower concentration of lipid of 4-hydroxynonenal. This is the marker of lipid peroxidation. Then we also found that the activity of catalase is increased in the aortic wall of simvastatin patients, and the concentration of tumor necrosis factor alpha is decreased. Those changes might be linked with a clear decrease in the activity of nuclear factor kappa-B signaling pathway in the aortic wall of simvastatin patient. So next, knowing that simvastatin influenced free radicals generation, we concentrated on another markers of inflammation, which is cyclophilin A. Usually, and it was published that free radicals influence the concentration of cyclophilin A. And for example, here you can see the results on animals published by Sato in 2009 that mice knock out for cyclophilin A gene are resistant to aneurysm formation. So we then moved to our patient and think that if we had the group of simvastatin patients, maybe also the cyclophilin A concentration is changed in this group. So what we found was that what we wanted to do was to see if the cyclophilin A level, the concentration of imprin, so the receptors for cyclophilin A, and the ERK signal 1 and 2 signaling pathway is influenced by simvastatin. And what we found was that there is no difference in the imprin receptor concentration in simvastatin or non-statin group. However, the concentration of cyclophilin A, both at the gene level and protein level, is significantly decreased in a statin group patient. And the activity of ERK signaling pathway, the pathway that is directly connected with cyclophilin A concentration, is also decreased in that group. So we knew that statin not only decreased the concentration of free radicals and pro-inflammatory factors in patients under simvastatin, but those patients also had the lower concentration of pro-inflammatory cyclophilin A and ERK 1 and 2 signaling pathway. Therefore, we moved a bit farther and wanted to determine whether the matrix metalloproteinases are also changed under simvastatin. And here we had two specimens. We had aneurysmal tissue and intraluminal thrombus, as both of them are rich in leukocytes, and the leukocytes produce tissue inhibitors for matrix metalloproteinase and some accelerators of matrix metalloproteinase. So the ANGIL prolongs when it binds to matrix metalloproteinase, it prolongs its action. So it means that matrix metalloproteinase lasts for a longer time in the tissue and might cause a bit more damage. And what we found was that also we had this group of simvastatin and non-statin patients. We analyzed the concentration of MMP2, MMP9, the concentration of the complex of MMP9 and the inhibitor for MMP9, TIMP1, and the protein content of MMP9 and TIMP2. In abdominal aortic aneurysm and intraluminal thrombus, and we found a clear significant difference between those parameters in abdominal aortic aneurysm and intraluminal thrombus. The concentration of MMP2 was increased in the aneurysmal tissue, MMP9 was increased in ILT, and the concentration of MMP9 and TIMP, TIMP1 and TIMP2 was increased also in AAA comparing to ILT. What's more, we found that simvastatin group had significantly reduced gene expression of TIMP1 in abdominal aortic aneurysmal tissue and increased concentration of MMP9, TIMP2 at the protein level in ILT. Other markers were not changed between those two groups. From those studies, from the studies of others and our own experience, we can conclude that first of all, a number of biomarkers associated with aneurysm presence, such as plasma fibrinogen, the dimers, interleukin-6, have now been identified and, in the cross-sectional and or case control studies and are considered as diagnostic markers of aneurysm formation. From our own experience, we know that statins might reduce the oxidative stress parameters, cytokines, and cyclophilin A concentration in aneurysmal tissue, that statins downregulate the pro-inflammatory pathways like NF-kappa-B and ERK1 and 2, the level of MMPs and TIMPs is different in aneurysmal tissue and thrombus, and statins might influence the MMPs and TIMPs level in abdominal aortic aneurysm and ILT in a different way, but we need more studies to prove that and to see if there is exactly a link between a statin treatment and these changes of pro-inflammatory parameters in AANA and in intraluminal thrombus. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.